Lord, we thank you for our dear sister Enty and for the blessings we have received from you through her over many, many years. And we pray, Lord, that you would now open our hearts and our ears, that we would receive from you as she speaks words of encouragement to us. We pray this in Christ's name. Amen.
Amen. Thank you, Dan. I just want to share something of my journey in this whole area of using the gifts of the Holy Spirit. But I think the first thing I want to say is this is about a love relationship. This is entirely about a God who aches for his people, who went to the cross that we would be fully equipped and have absolutely everything we need to love him and to love his people and to continue his work now in these days. And this weekend, in a 5-minute sharing, I heard 3 stories. Stories that involved words of knowledge and prophecy that changed lives. One of them was a man sharing about how 3 different brothers came to him and gave him a word about his relationship with his brother. 3 different men independently came and gave him a word about some work that he had to do with his brother. The second word was a woman who was in a different country and with a different group that were sustaining her life in the Lord. And she heard a call to ecumenism. She left the country and moved to Antioch. And the final one that I heard was, what was the final one? I've just forgotten it now. Give me a minute. The final one that I heard was of a man who was offered promotion and a significant salary increase. And after he was given a word from the Lord, he chose not to go that route and chose another route. 40 years ago, at Paris Le Monial in France, David and Margaret McGill, who founded the Community of the Risen Christ, were given a word of knowledge by someone who was French, who did not speak English, who did not know them, and gave them very specific details about a couple who had been on holiday with some young people from their prayer group. The Lord was asking them to form community. They didn't speak French. Someone else told them that that word was for them, and they went back home and they discerned it. Gifts of the Holy Spirit are powerful. They have the power to change people's lives in significant ways. I don't know how that gift grew in that person in France that gave that word of knowledge. I don't know if it was the first time she'd ever given a word of knowledge, but that word of knowledge started a community that has sustained people over 40 years. One person stepping out, having the courage to cooperate and to yield with the Holy Spirit. The gifts of the Holy Spirit are powerful. My life was changed by inspired teaching. I went reluctantly to a prayer meeting after a failed relationship, and someone spoke on seek first the kingdom of God. And that didn't leave me, that sense of, I've not put my life in that order. He's been in there somewhere, but not seek first. My life changed because someone had yielded to the gift of teaching and had obviously asked God to inspire them on that night. The gifts of the Holy Spirit change lives. When I first started coming around the Community of the Risen Christ with no intention of joining, just because there was a nice social scene with some young people, There was a bookshop, and in the bookshop they offered prayer ministry. And whatever happened that day that I happened to come, whoever should have been on some of the teams, some of the people had not turned up. And so one of the ladies that I didn't know very well grabbed me and said, "There's somebody wanting prayer. Everybody else is busy. Will you pray?" I said, "I don't do prayer ministry." She said, "Do you think the Lord wants to heal this woman and help her? Would you be willing to say a prayer with her?" I said, "Oh yeah, I'll do that, but I don't do tongues." She said, "Okay, but let's get back to, would you be willing to do prayer with this woman who's really asking the Lord and us to stand alongside her?" I said, "Yes." As we were walking into the place where prayer ministry was going to happen, she handed me a Bible. I didn't know my way around the Bible very well. She says, "You get a word." And I, honest to goodness, nearly collapsed on the spot. But prayer ministry had started. So I am just saying, "Help, help, Jesus, help me, please help me." And then I'm trying to find something nice to say to this woman to encourage her. But I didn't know where the nice bits were. So eventually, Sarah, who was my partner, said, "Right, read your reading." And I looked at her and I went, and she said, "Read your reading." And I'll tell you the reading I got. Ezekiel 2, verse 3. "Son of man, I am sending you to the Israelites, to a rebellious nation that has rebelled against me. They and their ancestors have been in revolt against me to this very day." I was so terror-stricken, I gave the reading to this lovely woman, who immediately, and this is, I am telling you this, not to in any way deconstruct the lovely prayer workshop we got yesterday, but to tell you how God works, regardless of how inept you are in your faith life and in your ability to pray with somebody. That woman burst into tears and said, "I got that reading this morning at prayer. That's the confirmation I need." She was in a prayer meeting and there were politics, and she felt she was banging her head against a brick wall, and she felt the Lord was saying, "I'm sending you, stay in that group." That not only helped that woman, that whole experience helped me. So I'm encouraging those of you who feel your faith journey isn't strong enough, who feel you don't really know your way around a Bible, who really don't feel you're very competent in any of these giftings, healing, anything else you were hearing yesterday. It's not about you, it's about the Lord. But it is about you cooperating. He needs you, your voice, your hands, your love. He needs you and he needs me. Eventually I joined community with grave reservations because I saw this great big word sacrifice written all over it. And I'll tell you a wee bit more about that later. But more than a year after I joined, and I honestly can't remember because it was a long time ago, I just sat there in awe of everybody who did all the things that happened at a charismatic prayer meeting. And eventually, Margaret McGill, the founder of our community, had a little meeting with me, and she says, "Mary Teresa, do you ever feel a sense of the Lord speaking to you?" And I says, "Yes, you know what, I do. I really feel him close. Would you be willing to share what your senses might be from our last meeting?" I says, "Well, I felt this and this." And she said, "Good. Would you not feel you could share that?" I said, no. "I know, you're going too far. I'm coming." "Be satisfied." But she encouraged me that the Lord had maybe given me a gift. And she asked me to pray about it, and to be prayed with, that if there was a gift, that I would have the confidence to use it. And I realised that I needed to be quite practical. If I was sitting in the middle of a row, and they were asking for anybody with a sense to come out, I was not going to try and climb over everybody in the row, because by that time they'd probably moved on, because I would be late at coming up. So I started sitting at the end of a row. I still do that in our community today. I sit at the end of a row. So there were practical things that I needed help with. And the first thing that I was able to do was actually say a prayer of thanks. It was a very poor prayer. I was probably scarlet from top to toe, but it was a step. It was a step towards something that I do know now, that I have a gift of hearing the Lord and sharing it. Gifts start small, but they grow with practice and encouragement. And what has helped me over the years when I have shared, even now, don't assume that people who do this regularly are always confident that this is the Lord speaking to them. But when somebody comes and says, "That spoke to me. Thank you for getting up." Or even just, "Thank you for getting up." You don't know the good you do when you encourage somebody in what they've done in stepping out in the Lord. So I'm going to ask a question. Did you thank anybody yesterday who stepped out and led workshops? Because we can so easily come to our meetings and receive and not appreciate that people have stepped out. And I think the Lord wants us to have a culture of gratitude, appreciating and valuing the gifting that He has given among us for the good of all of us. But we're all responsible for that growing. We're all responsible for that growing in one another. Another thing that I would say about the area of spiritual gifting is it is so powerful in its effect to change people and give life that the enemy will attack and try to undermine you. You will feel that you don't really have a word, that it's not really the Lord. You will feel in praying with somebody that that sense is not from the Lord. You will, even if you've given it, go and sit down and often think, "That was a mistake." You will be attacked because there is power in what you're offering to your brothers and sisters and to the people that come along. So I would say there are enough balances and checks. There will always be an Arthur. There will always be somebody else praying with you. Step out and trust that the Holy Spirit, trust that God loved you enough. Trust that God brought you all together for the good of one another. And trust that, as Nadia was saying, you are like Him in a unique way that needs to be received by your brothers and sisters here. There isn't one person here that hasn't got a unique face of Jesus that the rest of this body and those who come along to your ministries need to encounter. So there's nobody that's the lesser version of things. Everybody is a beautiful, Spirit-filled creation of God. The only thing that we can do is ask and yield. That's the part that we either do or don't do. And praise God, it's already happening. You're already doing it. I love that when Jesus was baptized in the Jordan, the first words were, "This is my beloved." And I always, always, always feel that when we say, "Come, Lord," the first thing we feel is the love that He has for us. And that's what equips us, that love of the Lord. Not the love that we have for other people that we're wanting to share with them. Those natural gifts are limited. But the love that He has for us, that resides in us in His Spirit, that's the powerhouse that will make a difference. I need to receive God's love from my brothers and sisters in Glasgow. Everybody, coordinators down, needs to receive the love that God has for them, directly in their own prayer life, but through the people that God has given them. I love also the Emmaus reading, where Cleopas and the disciple are walking away, and a brother, the Lord, gets alongside them, and they're heading in the wrong direction, but something happens and everything's changed. the encounter of the Lord. How many times have I encountered the Lord in a conversation with a sister or a brother that has completely changed my mind about how I see things and set me in the right direction? In 1 Corinthians 14 it says, pursue love and earnestly desire the spiritual gifts. Pursue means to chase. To chase and to follow after something that God has set before you. And if you want to be an athlete, you don't just spend a weekend learning about how to be a good footballer, say, or a good runner. You don't just spend a weekend thinking about it and asking for it. You actually have to actively do something in an ongoing way to get better at this thing you want to excel at. And I think the gifts of the Spirit are like that too. You need to work with the Lord, work with the Spirit to grow them in you with a humble eagerness to pursue them. And it all starts with a step. When I was invited, when I'd done the Life in the Spirit seminars, I was invited with others to come to an evening to pray about whether we should do a community weekend to see if we would join community. I was with a lot of young people who were desperate to join community, absolutely desperate to join community. I was 28 and I was thinking, I want to follow the Lord, but I think I'd like an easier route. Show me an easier route. And I was really, really struggling to do anything about this decision. And this evening was an evening of prayer, just much like today. And everybody through the session went up and signed. I didn't notice because I was closing my eyes saying, Lord, please take this cup from me. Show me another route. And somebody went to the microphone and said, the Lord is asking you to take one step toward him. Just one step, and he will come and meet you. I could do one step. And if you've not exercised a spiritual gift before, maybe the Lord is asking you to consider after this weekend, if you've not been able to give a word or you don't feel it's there yet, to even just consider what could be the step that you might take to be open to being used by him, to receiving his love for the brothers and sisters that are around you, the ones that he will send you. Is there a step that he's asking you to consider in the weeks and months ahead? Amen. Amen.
Thank you, Auntie. Great. That was wonderful. Great words of encouragement to us.